Hey listeners, and we're live at our dorm room recording our very first podcast episode. And this time I'm actually here with Jackson.
Hello.
Hello, Jackson is here. Yeah, so this one we're doing kind of a little bit differently, actually. We're recording it on video, so we'll have it up on YouTube. And we're streaming it live to Mixer. So we have a live stream going while we're recording this, so a little bit differently. Hopefully it all turns out cool. But yeah, this is our college life. If you listen to our first episode or the one with just me in it, episode 0.5, you kind of know what it's about. It's just me, my roommate, my friend Jackson here. We're going to just kind of talk about stuff today. I got a whole lineup. But first, I kind of want Jackson to take over here and introduce himself, talk about himself, kind of like I did in the last episode.
All right. So I'm Jackson. I'm originally from Nebraska, and my majors I'm kind of iffy on so far. I'm thinking math and philosophy, and then potentially either a CS major or a like political major of some sort. Some of the things that I'm like into, I draw a lot. I draw on the computer, but mostly traditional pencil and paper. No colored pencils, I can't do that. I'm terrible. I play a little bit of the guitar. I've been kind of slacking on practicing and stuff, but I try. I've gotten a lot better recently. One really cool thing that everyone always likes to talk about when they see me is how I ride a motorcycle. I have a Suzuki GSX-R 600 for anyone that is interested. And in the future, my dream bike is actually a Ducati Scrambler. Recently, me and Cameron both joined Lambda Chi Alpha.
Hell yeah, go Lambda.
And we're having a great time. We just had elections recently. And we both got positions, so that's really cool.
Big boys now.
we're adults. Besides just that, like generic info on that, I've also really gotten into rock climbing lately. I'll actually be working at the rock wall at the college, and it's kind of become an obsession. I go all the time. I'm even going to be taking my family soon to all go to a rock wall and show them how weak they are.
Barely get to see him. He's always climbing or streaming at
this point now. And I'm actually interested if anyone would like to see any rock climbing, like videos or live streams from me. It's just something I would be willing to do. And if you're interested in seeing it, then I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, I think that'd be cool. More live streams from both of us in the future, and we'll definitely be talking about that in this episode. But yeah, in the introduction here, wanted to kind of to go over just first semester in college. Since we just finished it up, we are currently on our winter break. So yeah, just finished our finals and everything. So yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about that, or talk with you about that. So how do you think finals went? Like, I guess first real finals in college.
I was told that finals were going to be very difficult, and it didn't really live up to that. I didn't put in as much effort as I probably should have, and I still did really well on them. I didn't get any bad grades at all. All of my grades were very good. First semester went pretty easily, and maybe that's just because of the types of classes. I don't know. We'll see once we get to some upper level classes how mm-hmm. difficult finals get. But
yeah, and like I think I mentioned last time, we were in calculus together, and that was actually my only final. So that was pretty nice. I just had to take the one, and then I was done. But there was like papers and stuff that we had to deal with. Like you said, neither of us really struggled with grades that much this semester. College in general.
We're not dropping out. We're good.
Yeah, we're both staying here at least for next semester. We'll see how it goes then. But yeah, it's been super cool here. At least I've enjoyed the time, especially picking up streaming these last couple, I guess, like 2 weeks really. So that is kind of what we want to talk about in the introduction here. We are going to kind of go to break, whatever that'll happen. But first, I will go over just the main topics that we're going to talk about today. Kind of been bringing it up a lot. We're streaming now. We're actually streaming on Mixer, which people who don't already know might not expect. But we'll talk about that here first. Talk about the stream and what we have like planned for it. And then just some of the games that we've been playing, particularly Elder Scrolls Online and Paladins. Both of those have been really fun, taking up the majority of our stream time, and just some of the other ones. And then we're both really excited for a couple of games that are coming out in the near and late future. So we will be talking about those, and that's pretty much it for today. We're going to see how long we can stretch that out for. But for now, we will be right back after a short break. So we're back, and like I said, we're going to kind of talk about our mixers. I have up right here, actually, our, or I guess for the video viewers, where we have up our 24-hour stream, just the VOD for it. So you can take a look at that if you're watching us on YouTube or watching the stream right now. Otherwise, yeah, we're just going to talk about Mixer. So my Mixer is just the Mr. Cam, kind of the same as all my socials, mixer.com/TheMrCam.
Mine is just mixer.com/Jax7N. So it's just my name, Jackson, with a 7 in place of the O.
Yes. Yeah, so it's easy name to look at and to see, but kind of hard to describe.
Yes.
So Mixer, I feel, is really cool. We'll talk about kind of why we chose it over the streaming services, or other streaming services. But we were both recently monetized, so if you want to, you can come support us on Mixer, donate embers, and in the future donate money and subscriptions or whatever. I'm not sure how it all works specifically. But I think that'll be cool.
And, like, obviously, in the meantime, like, even if you don't have money to support us, yes. Like, giving us your views and all of that is going to help us so much.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, just coming into the channel, just chatting with us, or even just watching is a huge support. So, yeah, anytime you can, we definitely appreciate that. And follow us on Twitter. I know for me, at least, I'm tweeting pretty much every time I go out or go live, so. Be able to get the updates then.
I will try to get to that point at some point.
Try to get to that point. He views Twitter. He's a lurker.
Yeah.
Doesn't post too much. But yeah. So we recently on Mixer, kind of to kick off our streaming career. We started did a 24-hour stream. We did it with very little preparation. It was like, hey, we want to do a 24-hour stream. It was like, hell yeah. So then like. 2 days later, it was like, all right, we're getting ready. Let's get this done. We ended up going from about like 8 a.m.-ish to 8 a.m.-ish the next day. And so, yeah, 24 hours. It started to get to be a little bit of a struggle towards the end.
Specifically for me.
Specifically for him. Yeah, he couldn't handle the Minecraft all the way for however long. We gained both some followers and some views.
A lot of views, actually.
Yeah, about... like five to six ish followers, which was a lot for what we have at the time, and or still now, I guess, and like 100 to 120 views each, channel views. So that was really cool. I think successful 24-hour stream overall. Definitely like to do one in the future. Probably not like the soon future. Got to recover and take time, and I think next time definitely take more time to plan it out. Get more games that we can play together.
Which we are working on. We literally just bought some games.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think we both decided, like, I know we were both beforehand kind of iffy on if we wanted to do, like, Mixer or Twitch or, like, something else. But I think at the moment, we're both kind of set on Mixer just based on the features and how cool it is. But I do want to give a little bit of a shout-out here. We had one viewer in particular that was there for probably like 18 or 20 hours of the total,
for an absurd amount of time.
Yeah, an absurd amount of time. And like he's the only person so far to have donated embers in my chat. And he was just there the whole time, like supporting us from the get go. So yeah, like Candyman, he's super cool guy, super cool viewer of ours. Just wanted to give him a shout out because he did actually check out the podcast too. So hopefully he will hear that.
All right, so like during the stream. The 24-hour stream, we kind of just started off with our more intense games, knowing that we would not be able to play as well later on when we were all tired and worn out.
Definitely what happened.
Yes. So we started off with some Apex Legends, some Warhammer Vermintide, and some Paladins. That went on for, what, like 10 hours of the stream? Or like...
Yeah, if you include the Paladins in it, yeah, it was for the first like and then, half, maybe even. Before we switched,
and you know, that was real fun. We weren't really feeling tired after mm-hmm. playing all of those hours. At least I wasn't. And then we we switched over to the Elder Scrolls Online for a while. That was fun. We didn't stick on that for an absurd amount of time, but long enough to
it was a couple hours.
Have some fun and get some things done. Mm-hmm. And then the last like seven or so hours, mm-hmm. we tried to speed run the Ender Dragon in Minecraft, and we didn't even get close. Instead, Cameron just built a house, and yeah. I just farmed animals mm-hmm. and plants.
Yeah, we had like 7 hours left to try to. We were like, let's try to beat the Ender Dragon. We can do it. Just go quick.
Yeah,
and yeah,
and we got nowhere. We were dying mining and all sorts of mm-hmm. shenanigans.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a cool time though. But yeah, that by the end of that, Jackson was super tired. He couldn't handle the chillness that was Minecraft yeah. after being awake for 19 hours straight.
Yeah, so we had to move back to Paladins.
Yeah, and then played quite badly compared to the beginning. I'm watching the VOD of like Paladins more towards the beginning. It's like, yeah. damn, I was popping off. And then yeah, if we go,
I just keep on seeing the kill feed, and I'm just always killing people, and mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah.
But yeah, overall the 24 hour stream I think was super cool. Like I said, I'd love to do it again in the future. I think it was great to grow the channel, get it started off, and just get community going. Because yeah, there was a moment in towards the end, or I guess towards the in the middle of the second half, kind of we had like just four people like join all at once. Yeah. And there was like a spark war, and people were trying to like usurp the throne of the leaderboard and stuff. It was just overall super cool. So yeah, guys, you definitely got to come check us out on Mixer. We stream well super often here during break. I'm not sure how it'll be once school picks up again.
No sleep. all nighters.
I mean, most of our streams were around like 11 to yeah. like 3. Yeah, overall super cool. And yeah, actually we have a couple notes here for actually why we chose Mixer over the streaming services. Just some of the things I wanted to hit was like the sense of community.
Yeah.
Like I know everyone's all about kind of like supporting each other, and like just like popping into other streams, getting supporting, like mostly just supporting each other, like especially with the sparks and everything. And that's the next one here, the tools and everything that Mixer has with the like chat interaction, and like the ways to support streamers and everything. Just like with that, with the sparks, the embers, and then on top of that, they have like donations when you're like partnered or verified. The subscriptions, just like Twitch, and I've seen on some streams, you can actually give them sparks to help them hit goals so that they get more embers or like more money from embers or something for like a certain like time period. Just like stuff like that's really cool.
Yeah, the like growth opportunity with Mixer, I feel like, is a lot higher than a lot of other bigger platforms right now, because there's just a lot of streamers, and so it's hard to get your name out there. So with Mixer, like, I think the 24-hour stream kind of showed us that, like, since we're on a smaller platform, we can get views and we can get followers. Mm-hmm. Unlike with Twitch is very difficult to get viewers. You mm-hmm. have to be very entertaining, like, overly so.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a lot easier to grow a community and actually interact with chat, on Mixer.
Mm-hmm. And, I know, like I heard on another podcast or something, or a YouTube video or somewhere, that like Twitch like doesn't really have much in terms of discovery on its platform. Like they're kind of trying to do it now with like the recommended for you sorting instead of just by top viewers. But like having it mostly be by top viewers like promotes like a top heavy site. Like you have like your main guys, and those are the ones that bring in views. Versus like Mixer, where it kind of shows like up and coming streamers and stuff.
Yeah.
And like it has like the hype zone, which is the more the other note that I have. It feels like it's there's more room for discovery versus Twitch, which is more like a top heavy site. And so we can kind of use Mixer in conjunction with like YouTube and the podcast and everything. Use those things to kind of cross promote ourselves and use the discovery of all of them to kind of grow. Grow ourselves as creators and as a platform. On top of that, like Mixer, I was talking about like the sparks and the embers, but another tool that we really like is the co-streams. where you can just like really quickly, really easily just combine your two streams together, and it combines the chat, so everyone who's talking will be talking to both of us and to, like, to all the viewers across both of them. And like on desktop and probably on Xbox, you can see both streams at the same time, like on top of each other. Versus, I guess on mobile, you can only see one, but it still will like combine the chat and stuff. So that's really cool to help us grow our community together, which we're kind of trying to do while also like keeping ourselves separate, not having to combine like on a Mixer channel like we have on the podcast, which is a little bit different.
It definitely feels like the co-streaming on Mixer is a lot smoother than like the group streaming
squad
on
mode or whatever.
The squad mode on Twitch. It's just not something that feels bad like it does on Twitch. Like, it is a hindrance. On Mixer, like, it doesn't take away anything from the stream. People can still watch one of us as an individual very easily. So it just feels very nice to have a good way to stream together.
Yeah, like I was saying, like, yeah, the squad mode on Twitch, I will almost always click out of a stream that I see the squad mode on. Versus on Mixer so far, like the co-stream, I saw someone else doing it and like how well it worked. And so I'm like, well, I can try to get Jackson over on this platform. We can try the co-stream thing. And it does work really well. It's been, I think, super useful for ourselves and for the audience. Speaking of audience, Mixer has this FTL, Faster Than Light, like streaming technology. I'm not really sure on the specifics. But basically, it's super low latency.
Yeah.
Like you can notice it. Like if you like switch from streaming on Twitch to streaming on Mixer, just like in OBS, and then viewing that, like how much difference the latency is. Like on Mixer, like I've even seen my streams be like less than a second delay from what I'm doing. Like on the Mixer like website. So like that's super cool and really nice for audience interaction. Overall, I prefer that. I prefer the audience interaction. Even like, I guess Twitch having more people, so a larger possible community. But what does it help if I'm 20 seconds behind them and can't keep up with my chat? Yeah.
All right. Well, we also already have our own kind of memes. One is just the hype sandwich. It's just like the first like emote that we really started using.
Yeah,
with the sparks, and so it's just something that we always like to point out all the time. And
like, yeah, we already have like the memes in our channel, like that some of our viewers will recognize and stuff that we can kind of promote.
And then actually I believe that on the 24-hour stream we were talking about this, we were talking about how Cameron thinks that Io is the best girl and she has a tail, and so we were talking about butt plugs. And at some point I brought up bedazzled ones because I was tired, obviously.
Yep.
So that has become a meme.
Sure. Jackson's got a bedazzled butt plug, as far as the stream is concerned.
It may or may not become an emote at some point.
We'll see. Hopefully. That would be cool. But yeah, like overall, yeah, just super cool. Super cool stuff. Like choosing Mixer over the other streaming service. Like, yeah, we already have the meme, so that's part of that. I think, we would like to hear, too, like we mentioned, there is the co-streams. If there is any sort of preference over having us co-stream more or having it more solo.
That and just, like, streams in general where, like, I'm streaming on my own without Cameron there or Cameron streaming on his own without me there. Like, if you guys would prefer it to always be us together, we can try and make that work more. And if not, then we can also have individual streams.
Gonna kind of move on from Mixer, talk about one of the games that we have been playing, Elder Scrolls Online. Probably seen me tweet about it or heard me talk about it at least a bit recently, because yeah, we've been spending a couple hours in it.
Just a couple.
Yeah, I've got some stats written down here. I don't know when I got the game. I've owned the game for a while, but I have a total of 286 hours in it. 73 of those have been in the last 2 weeks, and over 100 of them have been since starting again, which is a little over 2 weeks ago. We like since playing with him, I've put like over 100 hours into it.
Yeah, and I got the game as of December 1st, so this month. there's been like 19 days of actual playing, and I've already logged 91 hours, 69 of them being in the last 2 weeks.
Nice.
Totally planned.
Yep. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That game is really fun. I'm really excited for the Skyrim chapter. That at Game Awards, they made the announcement that they're going to announce it on January 16th. You know, the classic announcement of the announcement. So, January 16th, we are going to hear more about the next expansion or the next chapter of Elder Scrolls Online, and it is confirmed to be Skyrim, finally. So I think that'll be super cool. And so you had plans to do something?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be playing a lot more ESO. I'm definitely planning on starting a whole new character that I only play on stream, so no off-stream content will be played with this character. I might potentially wait to start it until after this next expansion comes out. It'll kind of depend, but obviously we can create multiple different characters over time. So if it doesn't come out exactly soon, then we can do all sorts of new things. I'm definitely planning on getting into some PvP with the Elder Scrolls Online at some point.
Your character's weak now.
Yeah, my character is weak again. Because I just got into the champion points. Before that, I was doing pretty well in PvP, but now I just get wrecked.
Now everyone's way stronger than us. But I'll keep playing it on stream too. I enjoy the game. I'm the one who got it for him originally. I wanted him to play with me. But yeah, I have my main character, Larry. I still have to get him up to 50 and then into champion points like Jackson. And then I have another character that's like 22 or something, so I'll probably play him, and then we'll see. I'll probably wait for the Skyrim chapter to come out as well, and then we'll see from there.
And we definitely don't want to get burned out on the game, because it would just be a shame. It's such a good game with so much content. We don't want to.
And yeah, still being supported too. Like, not very many of the games that I seem to latch on to are like still being supported.
Yeah.
So that's a plus. Gotta hold on to that. Part of hoping to not be burnt out, I guess we also started playing Paladins. It was another one, I guess, that I convinced Jackson to play,
yeah.
And then we started having a fun time in. But I guess I particularly started playing Paladins. I used to be one of those people that used to shit on it all the time for being like a ripoff of Overwatch, because I was an Overwatch fanboy and played that all the time. And so, like, this game that came out around the same time that seemed similar in style, whatever.
Even has similar characters.
Yeah, some very similar characters. but, yeah, it is not just a ripoff of Overwatch. It is actually really fun. It's one of my, like, favorite games to stream.
Yeah.
Like once we started really picking it up, I think I've been streaming Paladins a lot more than ESO, and Jackson's been maybe a little bit the opposite. A lot more ESO content than on my side. But yeah, it's super fun. We are still, I think, pretty bad.
We are definitely really bad, but it is okay.
In some of the games, like we can pop off pretty well. But then, like in other games, we will just be absolutely be destroyed by people who clearly know what they're doing, and we obviously don't sometimes. But again, gotta come check us out on Mixer to get that Paladins content.
Maybe potentially help us to learn how to not be bad.
Yeah, if you're a Paladins pro, please help us out.
Teach us actual strategies instead of us just running around.
Yeah, we need it. But yeah, and YouTube channels for both of us are coming. We'll talk about that kind of later too, towards the end. But I think we both have plans to do it, on top of the one for the podcast where this VOD will be put up. But Paladins, like, highlights or, like, Paladin just gameplay is something that I would consider putting up on, like, a YouTube channel. So, like, tweet at me or let us know somewhere if you would be interested in that. Or
yeah, I would also like to know just, like, how much editing you guys are wanting in a video, and if it differs, like, based on the game. Mm-hmm. So that's just something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a list of some other games that we're considering streaming. These first two in particular are Almost Definites. We have 7 Days to Die and Rainbow Six Siege.
Which I just bought both for him.
yeah, he just purchased them for me. You can talk about them since I don't really know too much about them.
7 Days to Die is basically a more realistic, graphically looking zombie game that works like Minecraft. in terms of like building and stuff. It's basically like, just a zombie like survival game,
like sandbox open world.
It's from what I've seen from gameplay, I haven't actually played it yet. It is a very, very fun game. There's so many possible things that you can do, lots of dumb stuff that you can do, which is always great. And then Rainbow Six is just a good franchise, and Rainbow Six Siege has, I've already logged quite a few hours into that game, and I've had a really fun time. I'm really bad, but I'm gonna try and learn some more. It's definitely one of my favorite FPS games to play on PC. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and I'm really bad at first person shooters, so we'll see how that goes. but yeah, the 7 Days to Die, I used to like watch content and stuff for it. So I think it'll be cool to play. I just get scared of zombies in video games when they look real. So
I will protect him.
We'll see. But then yeah, other ones, like Path of Exile would be one that we've both played a bit. So that we might be able to stream that. Minecraft, I would like to know, or we'd like to know if there'd be interest in watching us do like a Minecraft like series, or like a world that we just keep up. In particular, we were thinking doing a Minecraft realm with our Lambda brothers. So if you would like to see us stream content from that, we could definitely do that. Otherwise, Golf with Your Friends is another one that we both own, and so that one we could do with viewers or with Lambda Boys again. And then Magic the Gathering, I used to play. He has just recently started.
Yes, I just recently started, and I'm so bad. I don't understand it.
No, that's okay. And I'm still super rusty and everything too. But we could either play the digital version of that arena, or we can stream actual like physical cards as well.
Or some of both.
Yes, or some of both. So any interest in that? Otherwise, I might want to get a capture card so we can stream or record my Switch games as well. Something like that would be cool. And then on top of that, I have a Oculus Rift. So if there's any interest in VR streams, we could play like Beat Saber, so whatever else. We can see that on stream, see if we can get that going. And then you had a couple ones particularly for yourself.
Oh, yeah. So on my stream, I've already done one drawing stream. It was to draw my logo for my stream.
Which looks dope as fuck.
Which does look very dope. It's a Rubik's Cube in a hand, but the hand is like magically lifting it up. I spent a good amount of time on it, and I think it's really cool. So if there's interest in watching me draw other things, I would definitely be down, because I'm going to draw no matter what. Mm-hmm. So it's just whether or not I stream it or not. And then rock climbing, as I mentioned earlier, it's just something I'm going to do regardless. So if anyone wants to see it, then we could probably figure out some way to to stream that.
Yeah, that definitely won't be that hard to stream, especially on campus.
And, you know, it doesn't even have to be, like, rock climbing streams either. Like, it could be YouTube videos as well, because, I mean, I could just set up, like, a tripod or something and record myself climbing. Kind of like a YouTuber that I'm watching right now called Magnus Midbow. I'm kind of obsessed with watching him.
Can confirm.
Yeah. And then obviously we're open to more suggestions on like what to play, what to stream, anything that you guys want us to do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll take suggestions. I'd love to hear what viewers want. So we'll see what we can do. Yeah, like I mentioned at the beginning, there are a couple games coming out that we wanted to just talk about. So we've been kind of like updating ourselves, talking about it to each other. Wanted to talk about it on stream. So if you watching the VOD, we have, or should have at least, hopefully everything's working correctly, have the articles up here, just kind of going over everything so you can watch videos with us. Otherwise, we'll be talking about the gameplay trailers and everything. But yeah, first, again, VOD viewers, you can see, talking about Diablo 4. It's a game, I think, one of the top ones that we're both excited for.
We both played a lot of D3, I think, and we both love that game. So we're pretty excited for another Diablo game.
Mm-hmm. Diablo Immortals. I do have a phone, though, so, I mean, I can play it. So just kind of going to go through this. One main thing, we're waiting for a release date still.
Yeah.
I know that's disappointing for both of us, but
not even Blizzard soon is like the quote here. A crazy thing for them to say.
But uh oh yeah the this. This trailer's 9 minutes, so we'll skip over that one. But so here, watch some gameplay. The gameplay, this trailer, the one that I've seen already, looks super cool. I'm very excited.
I am as well.
So we got a guy with a jug.
The dream. Only one jug, though, not two. Can't.
It always starts with a journey.
Always starts with a journey. Land. Like every video game. And there we have our druid.
A city in flames.
What a beautiful man.
Streets choked with corpses. Unthinkable
barbarian.
Destruction.
A snake.
Senseless slaughter.
A little snakey snake.
Brother against brother.
Pure
real hatred. And then.
Game looks super, super beautiful.
Looks very dark, which is a nice thing to have.
My turn comes.
Colorful.
My eyes. Break my bones. I awaken in terror.
Got dramatic monologue with old guy.
There's no one left to stand against.
Oh yeah, the four weapon slots. I love it. I want to try it. Sorceress.
Yeah, they've only shown three characters.
Yes.
So
here we got gameplay from the sorceress. She's like freezing them, and then just meteor slapped everyone. Oh, kick. Oh yeah, the verticality. The levels are gonna have more like vertical to them, so that'll be super cool. And then yeah, the druids are back. So you got rocks, and lightning. Bear and smash and lightning.
I think we can definitely notice that a lot of the gameplay is kind of slowed down a little bit too compared to D3. A lot of the abilities take longer to use, and I think your character moves a little slower.
Yeah, a little bit less like hecticness when they're fighting. There's PvP.
Yeah, that's actually something really good to point out, is that there's PvP. Which was not very present in E3 at all.
Oh yeah, there's your Elder Scrolls spell again. Oh, and the world boss? Or is that's a dungeon boss? The world boss is
coming. We'll go over that later.
World boss. No, these are all just minions. There's the world boss. Yep, because there was one
mad, old friend. But I know these dreams. They tell of the future. Hell is coming, brother. Hell is coming.
Kill him. That looks super cool. I'm excited. Let's get this game going.
If you are not excited, then you need to see a doctor.
Yeah, something's wrong. But so three starting classes, like we were saying, barbarian, sorceress, and druid. And there will be five total classes, but no details available for any of those.
And it's really important that they have druid already, because that's something that we've been asking for a long time in the community. Mm-hmm. So, very exciting.
Yes. Yeah, and I kind of want to play druid. I don't know what I'm gonna end up playing the most in that, but we'll have to see.
Everything. You've got to play everything.
I'll play everything at least once. some of the bigger changes here is that the ancient items are being replaced. So they're doing a newer, more unique system where you can attach legendary affixes to non-legendary weapons. So you're basically creating your own ancient items. That's what this is saying. So hopefully that'll allow for some more unique like custom builds and everything. I'm excited to see the new like item system and the new like stat and talent system.
Yeah, because the stats are in no way the same. They are completely changed into just three basic stats, I believe.
And actually, do you want to talk about the talents and everything, since you know more
sure.
about that?
So as far as these skills, so the abilities that you have, each class gets six, I believe is what it says. Yeah, six types, and then you get to choose one out of each of those. We don't actually know a whole lot about the abilities yet. I don't think we were shown very much of them. But the talent trees are very interesting, because each character has like unique branches. So they all work in completely different ways. And it seems like they're planning on adding a lot to them. So they're likely going to be expandable if they use expansions. in the future.
Yeah, and I think I saw an interview or something where they talked about that. And if you're watching the VOD too, I can show you here images. So this is the Barbarian Tree. It's got two like separate paths, mm-hmm. and so like you gotta choose between what you want. And then here is the I believe the Sorceress
Tree.
Yeah,
that's the Sorceress.
Yeah,
and
so
it's
that
completely
one,
different.
Yeah, branches off or starts at one, branches off into three, and then this is the Druid.
Which is sort of similar to the Barbarian's Tree a little bit, but
and I think this website might be wrong or something might have been updated, because I believe in a live stream or something that I saw it was a different tree for the Druid,
yeah.
and they've said that they've been open about like arranging it in like yeah each stage.
And that's actually something very important to point out is that they've actually been reacting to what the community wants and mm-hmm. saying that they will change things that mm-hmm. we have expressed we do not like. So that is very exciting because in the past, Blizzard has not done as well with that in a lot of scenarios. And so it's good to see that they're actually listening and going to put their full effort into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after the whole like Hong Kong Overwatch controversy thing, I've been boycotting Blizzard because Overwatch is pretty much the only game that I still played of theirs. But yeah, Diablo 4 is when my boycott of Blizzard is going to end. I made that decision when I made the decision for the boycott. I was like, yep, that's got to be a rule. Yeah, so one thing that I am not excited for is that it is only online, which is cool for most cases, where it's a permanent like world, so there will always be other people seen in the open world. But like dungeons and stuff will be, those will be private to you and your party. And world bosses will actually like send a message and try to get as many people in as possible, or to like try to attract people to add them in. But it's kind of like dynamic like that, which I think is kind of cool. But yeah, then the one thing is it does say here you will not be able to play offline. And then we double checked on that. Yeah, there is no offline mode at all. You have to be connected to the internet to be able to log in, basically. So for the Switch, I think that's really unfortunate because Diablo 3 is one of the best games for the Switch, in my opinion. I don't have it yet, but I've played it on other Switches, and like it plays well enough at least. And like I want to be able to play it portably.
Yeah.
So Diablo 4. Even if they port it to the Switch, like essentially you're not going to be able to play it anywhere where you're not like at a strong enough Wi-Fi connection, which the Switch already has issues with.
I feel like we need to like kind of complain about that more and more so that they decide to at least change it in some aspect. Like maybe not the whole game is offline, but maybe certain aspects of it can be played offline.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna do that, but we definitely try.
They probably will not, but you know.
Mm-hmm. And then
there's a dream.
Yeah, we can go through all of the skills if we want. We have a list here of them, or at least most of them. A bunch of different options.
They are probably subject to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. They have been very vocal that everything that you've been seeing, like there's nothing has been like confirmed. Nothing's been locked in. So anything can change, any of the skill trees, any of the like actual skills here.
Character customization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. anything really can change, but we'll see. I'm really excited for this game. Probably like most anticipated game for me outside of like Cyberpunk 2077, which we'll talk about today as well. Yeah, was there anything else you had to say?
Not at the moment.
On this,
we do not know enough about Diablo 4 yet.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't really know enough about any of these games, TBH. the next one that we have coming up is Starfield, which I bet probably
there's basically nothing.
Yeah, I bet some of you listening don't even know what game this is. But yeah, it is Todd Howard's next brainchild. Beautiful RPG set in space, essentially, coming from Bethesda, and that is about all we really know about the game.
We got a trailer a while ago, but it doesn't actually really show anything.
Yeah.
It's just basically a title sequence.
Yeah, we'll play the trailer here for the VOD viewers. describe it to the best of my ability for you audio listeners. So we get Bethesda Game Studios.
And the nice soundtrack in the background.
Beautiful.
Very spacey.
So we got a view of a planet in space. You got the, not quite the same as the soundtrack, but similar soundtrack to 2001 A Space Odyssey. Friggin' Stanley Kubrick. I had to write a paper on this movie, that's why I know so much about the movie and music. And there you go. It's a big flash. The planet in the star station thing. Space station. And Starfield. Starfield.bethesda.net.
And we don't really know anything else.
Yep.
Except for that it may be coming at the very earliest in 2020.
Yes.
But if it does, it would probably be very late in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do know, or what they've been saying is that it's not, or it's being developed for next-gen consoles, so the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. It's a single-player sci-fi game, which is, not very,
parts
not, a big,
playable,
not a big surprise. Yeah. But yeah, they are in development. It's been in development for over a decade. They started, actually working on it with a trademark in 2013. So yeah, hopefully late 2020, because the Xbox Series X, at least, is coming out holiday next year. So we'll hopefully get the game with that. Otherwise, probably early 2021. And the reason that we care so much about the release date for Starfield is because the third game that we would like to talk about today is Elder Scrolls 6, the other game from Bethesda that's
which
coming out soon.
Will not come out until after Starfield has
yes,
come out.
That is the only confirmation that we have about release date for this game as well. So Starfield has to be first, which, it makes sense. I was reading through this article and they were talking about how Todd Howard and Bethesda, they were just in a cycle of doing Fallout and then Elder Scrolls and Fallout then Elder Scrolls, and so they had this idea for the last 10 years. It's when are we going to get to it? And so now they've decided it's the time to get to it, where they have Elder Scrolls Online is very active and a vibrant community, and so Elder Scrolls can kind of be a little bit sated with that while they're releasing this other one, and then like Fallout 76 and everything too. They have these other active ongoing projects, so they can use this time to work on Starfield, and then Elder Scrolls 6 will come after. So yeah, we do actually have a trailer for this one, and I would say that this gives even less than the one for Starfield. Hopefully this plays. Here, we'll open it in Twitter. Alright.
Got a variation on the soundtrack, so
mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You can clearly hear, though, that this is an Elder Scrolls game. You got
yeah.
Bethesda, and
yeah.
then you got the drums. The beat. Elder Scrolls 6. With some mountains and landscape.
And just based off of that trailer, pretty much, everyone has decided that it's probably Hammerfell.
Yes, that's... The speculation is that's the location, but... now it's playing. But yeah, we really don't know anything. September last year, they were started the process of trademarking the term Redfall. So then there was a bunch of speculation that Redfall could be related to Elder Scrolls 6. Reddit theorized that it might be the name of a plague sweeping Tamriel. So that might be Redfall could be the name of it. It could be something there. Who knows? Yeah, outside of that, not really too much known about this one either. So these games that we're excited for, don't really have much to go off of. We just have speculation.
There is one thing that I am really hoping for this game, and that's that there's, either a co-op or, a four-player,
mm-hmm.
mode. Not, an MMO, because
mm-hmm.
that's already been done, but an option to actually play Elder Scrolls 6 multiplayer like they are doing with the mod right now for Skyrim.
Skyrim Together mod. That's what I was gonna say too. So yeah, that would be cool. But again, we have like almost zero knowledge on Elder Scrolls 6, besides that it's being worked on, I guess, and coming out after Starfield.
And then finally, a game that we actually do have some stuff to talk about.
Yes, Cyberpunk 2077.
The most anticipated game.
Let's see. You want to play the E3 trailer or the gameplay trailer? Oh, that's the long one. This one.
That is the motion capture one, not the gameplay.
But... yeah, that's what I meant.
But yeah.
All right. So we got a behind-the-scenes trailer for Cyberpunk, because I hadn't seen this one. But I had seen the cinematic trailer, so we'll play this.
Yeah, everyone by now has seen the main trailer.
But yeah, Cyberpunk 2077 coming out April 16th, 2020. It has been on the top of my Steam wish list since Steam allowed you to put the game on your wish list. So yeah, we've got this kind of cool behind-the-scenes video where it shows just their process of, like, creating the models and using the motion capture, doing the textures and everything here. It's got cool music in the background for the audio listeners. Otherwise, yeah, it's just showing the different characters interact side-by-side with the mocap. Got cool models for characters. I love just the character design of this game, the world design, the level design, the sound design. I think overall it's a pretty exciting game.
The attention to detail in the graphics is very impressive as well.
Look at that bathroom.
Like it's everything you would expect out of the company making this game. Like, they pay attention to all of the details, and they're gonna make this game hopefully live up to all of the expectations.
Yeah, sure. I think so. Everything that I've seen so far on, like, development and everything of this has been, like, really good. Like, they're not doing anything, like, dumb with it.
That's what I'm talking about! Alright! In and out! It's gonna be okay. Just hold on.
And yeah, like, cool face. The dead guy, the water, and the different layers of that. Just how great that looks. And the fights, they're fighting each other. Got cool ass weapons.
Every corporal cop in this city is gonna be blasting down these doors after what you
choking
and
out
your psycho friend.
It's gotta be as immersive as possible. Sometimes you just have to choke out your employees.
Practicing with the fake weapons. Oh, there you go. Cutting people in half. And they're hacking the cybernetic enhancements. And then the one, the only, the breathtaking Keanu Reeves. Hells yeah.
And I mean, I said earlier, I'm fully expecting out of Keanu Reeves to do a live stream for this game. I want to see it very much.
Again, I don't think there would be one of him playing it by himself.
Probably not, unfortunately.
There'll be some sort of like developer one with him there, maybe playing. But okay, so yeah, we've got some news that we wanted to mention, just that the latest celebrity cameo is Elon Musk's Cybertruck playing the part of itself. So the Cybertruck is confirmed going to be in the game, I guess. Kind of cool to be on Google Stadia, which I did one of my final presentations on here. So, you know, tying that into school, I suppose. Oh, the creator of the Cyberpunk tabletop game, apparently. Wait, with cameo in type, I don't know what that sentence is saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it means he's going to be in it. That would be cool, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
You also wanted to talk about your quote that you wrote down.
Oh, yeah. There was a quote somewhere in this article. I'm too lazy to find it. I think it's right here. But it's chaotic and fast-paced, but less aggressive than, say, Doom. So I think that'll be... I enjoy that description of the gameplay, just because I think that, one, it's a good description, and two, it excites me for how the game will be, because I'm bad at Doom and bad at the aggressiveness that is that, but that it's saying it's not going to be that bad.
I mean, they still say it's chaotic and fast-paced, so I mean...
Yeah, I'm okay. So is Paladins.
True.
So, who knows? But yeah, the character creation, I know, was one of the biggest things for this game. Did you see that it was like sexless?
Yeah, I did.
You just kind of like build your character,
and you literally customize like everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's cyberpunk. You get a lot, but yeah, I don't. I think it's super cool.
They probably even have a feature where you can customize the size of their weenus.
I didn't even read this before. There's basic stats like strength and intelligence, but apparently there's a cool stat that determines how well you handle stress. There's strength, constitution, intelligence, reflexes, tech, cool. Notably,
cool.
Oh, there's not empathy, apparently, from the tabletop game. So, change your backstory.
I feel like they're not going to add empathy because of what they said about not having a morality system.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to leave that up to the players.
That makes sense. And you're... Yeah, you customize your character, but you're still V, which is kind of cool. That like, you're still, like, the main character, and they can still write it around a specific character, but still give you the customization.
And I think that the sexless nature of it kind of helps with that, too. Like, mm-hmm.
Allow with the customization and all that. But I didn't even know this before reading this article, that there's going to be, a pacifist route. You can finish it without killing anyone. Apparently because it wasn't always that way. And then they took the time to add non-lethal weapons, or option for all the weapons. Oh, shoot,
except for the bazooka.
Yeah, just almost all of them. But I think that'll be super cool, and definitely adds to the replayability, because one of my favorite things about one of my favorite games, Dishonored, was that you could replay it in like different routes. You could do like a ghost route and just not be detected, or just do a pacifist route and not get kills, or do like a normal route and do whatever, or just go and absolutely massacre everybody.
And I mean, that's part of like the replayability of all of the Elder Scrolls games as well. So mm-hmm. it's just a good idea.
And here, in case anyone didn't know, Keanu Reeves' character Johnny Silverhand is one of the original Cyberpunk characters, but he is living as a ghost in the main character's head. So that'll be kind of cool. I mean, it'll give him like a more main character role, which some people were expecting him to be like a more side character, just to get him in, get his name on the game, and get the publicity from that. And then there will be romance and everything, which is cool. You can't smooch Keanu, apparently. CD Projekt Red says that the romantic plotlines will be similar in scope and detail to Geralt's relationships from Witcher 3. So, I guess, yep, romancing. I think most people expected that. It's mature rated. And then one cool thing is there's a real-time dialogue, which is kind of different than any other RPG out there at the moment. Just like when you're talking, people will still move, and you'll still be able to move your character, but you can like click a button to focus on who you're speaking to.
Do we want to talk at all about like how people were kind of throwing a fit about the whole sexless thing?
Yeah, we can. Like I remember when it came out, that whole like controversy that people were, I don't know, being upset, but.
Like, people just get mad about all of the dumbest stuff. Like, these games are allowing for as much customization as possible, which is what everyone's always asking for. And then once they give it to us, everyone complains about it because of politics, and it's like, it's just a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, kind of with that, there's no morality system, so there's no reason to... be upset.
Like, they're literally letting you do whatever you want, pretty much.
And then, yeah, some people getting upset about that. Like, if it upsets you, just don't, like, utilize those extra options then.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
You can still make a male or a female character. Like, it's...
but, yeah, I think the lack of the morality, like, system in-game would be cool, where it's all, like, up to you, and, like, it'll still react to what you're doing, but it's not gonna be, like, explicitly, like, throwing it out there.
It'll feel more, like, real, too. Because everyone, I think, has a different sense of morality.
And here, there will be multiplayer, it says, but not until all free DLC is out the door, which is kind of interesting. And I'm not sure how they're going to actually swing that. No microtransactions has been confirmed, which is kind of cool. But I think story expansions or something was on the table. Yeah, outside of that, not too much. You can go full melee if you want. They're going to do that. Though the buildings will be tall and explorable, or there will be at least be tall and explorable buildings. So I think that's cool, like not just locking it out to the city. Like, I do like to have explorability, like, indoors with these open world games. I think just as, like, the technology is getting better, then more games can do that. It's going to have multiple endings. It will be inherently political, kind of duh, it's a cyberpunk game. The same composer as The Witcher 3 is working on the soundtrack, which I think is really cool, because that was one of the top soundtracks, I think, for gaming of whatever year that came out.
Yeah.
Let's see. And yeah, I think that's about it for Cyberpunk, for what we wanted to get mentioned today. Just a couple of games that we're excited about. Very excited for Diablo 4.
Yes, extremely.
Yeah. Starfield and the Elder Scrolls 6. Excited for those. Just a hard one without having any sort of release date at all.
Or information on how the game's gonna play.
Yeah. but otherwise, yeah, Cyberpunk coming out soon. Like I said, it's on like the top of my Steam library. I'm very excited for that.
I think we will both definitely be streaming that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So again, check us out on Mixer. Mixer.com/TheMrCam and Jackson with the 7. yeah, I think we will kind of start wrapping it up here. I did want to talk about before we go just kind of what we're going to do over break, because it is Christmas break. Christmas coming up here very quickly in like less than a week. So happy holidays to everyone. Hope everyone's having a great time. And I know we were both hoping on planning on streaming.
Yes. I will be streaming.
No you will what. Be streaming. So yeah, the mixer.com/JAX7N. You'll see his streams up a lot. And mine, Mr. Cam, we'll see. I would like to stream like at home and stuff. But we're going to be like traveling, so I'm not going to be sure about like timing or internet speeds or anything. But yeah, as much as possible, I'll be streaming over break. And then once we're back again, as much as possible. Yeah, this being the first full-length episode, we'd like to hear some feedback on that. Is like the length good? Should be about probably a little under an hour for the edited audio version, and then the VOD will be a little over an hour, just because I'm not going to go through editing the VOD. style, layout, all that, just feedback. Overall, just let us know how you like the podcast, what you think we could change, anything there. And then Jackson, what about you? How did you feel about your first podcast episode ever?
I feel like it was a lot easier to talk than I thought it was going to be.
And I think having a second person makes it a lot easier.
If I was just talking at a screen, it might have been a little difficult.
Yeah, it's hard to fill out the time when it's just yourself, from what I've noticed. But yeah, it was super cool. Keep the podcast going. Hopefully now, whenever this goes up, our next episode will be a consistent every 2 weeks. We'll try to keep that. If any changes happen, we'll mention that.
And obviously school will come first, so if any big school things come up, we are going to have to postpone episodes, but we will try and let you guys know.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be as consistent as we can be, hoping for a bi-weekly, so every 2 weeks for the podcast. But yeah, as I mentioned, we are currently recording this live on Mixer, on my channel, The Mr. Cam, and the unedited VOD will be going to YouTube. Just look up Our College Life. And it should be there. It'll have the same icon that you've been seeing with both of us in our Lambda shirts. Specifically for that, if you do watch the VOD, let me know if you like the video format, if anything should change with the video, or any of that. But let's see. Yeah, overall, I think successful first podcast episode. Just have to go through all the shameless self-promotion plugs. Go follow us on Twitter. We have the Mr. Cam for me, and Jackson_Young for Jackson. And then we now have one for the podcast called College Life Cast. So you can go check all those out, and I'll put links to all these things in the episode description as well. And then Instagram, mine is again just the Mr. Cam, same as Twitter and Mixer. Jackson's is similar to the Twitter. It's the J, or his is Jackson Young, but with the 7 instead of the O. So JX7N_Young.
I like to confuse you guys. You know.
Every single one of them is different.
Yes.
Because the Mixer is, mine is the same, the Mr. Cam. His is just JX7N, so just the Jackson. Let's see, and YouTube. So we'll have the Our College Life one up. So that one will have the VOD and probably nothing else. And I know I have my channel for the Mr. Cam almost set up, almost in the works. And then we'll see what I can put on there. Hopefully like highlights or stream VODs. And then
I have an old YouTube channel that I just need to like kind of revive. that I will get to you guys when I get around to it.
So yeah, well, those are coming soon. Probably in one of the next podcast episodes, whenever we get those fixed, we'll talk about those again. And then Facebook for our podcast page. We have facebook.com/ourcollegelife.cast. So definitely check us out there as well. Give us a like. Support us everywhere possible. Especially Mixer though, because that's where we do our most streaming. And that is about it for the podcast episode today. Good idea. My ears hurt as well from that. But thank you guys. Overall, successful podcast recording episode. Didn't even notice Candyman was in here. Thank you,
Pog.
yeah, let us know how you thought of that and everything. On Twitter, and check us out on Mixer and everything. See you guys in hopefully 2 weeks. Bye.